Casillas and Arian Thompson to play on Sunday?
Yes. We'll see how they get through tomorrow, but as of right now, yes.
The expectation is that all 53 guys are available, being Thomas and Dwayne Harrison.
Yeah, Thomas has an illness, but we'll have 52 of the 53 available.
Dwayne Harrison, then?
Yes.
Ben, you've stayed, at least your exterior is pretty calm. I mean, do you anticipate anything different in your routine Sunday, being a head coach? I mean, what are you anticipating?
No, like I said before, I'm comfortable in my own skin. I'm going to be myself, and I'll be steady.
How ready do you think your team is?
We'll be ready. We're going to take advantage of the rest of today. It's Fresh Friday, right? So we'll take care of today, and then we'll launch tomorrow, and we're going to use all our time available.
You didn't have him on the field at all today?
Yes.
You did.
Are you a guy who you know, plans a theme? I mean, is there a point you want to deliver a certain speech the night before? I mean, have you kind of worked all that stuff
Yeah, there
out?
Are a couple different things. I'm trying to pare it down as best I can. You know, quick meetings, a little shot of energy is always good. But, you know, I'll have a message for him tomorrow night.
And it's something like, have you been working on that for a long time? I mean, I know you've done your team meetings, but it's obviously different when you're giving that one before a game.
You know, it came to me over a long period of time all of a sudden. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag.
You write it down, or you have another script it out, or you kind of go off the top of your head?
A little bit of both.
You sure you don't want to share it right now?
Absolutely.
Are you looking forward to delivering it?
Yes. Yeah, I'm excited. I enjoy speaking in front of the team.
Is it a relief
that... We have a video to go with what you're getting across verbally.
We'll try to stimulate these guys as many different ways as we can. So.
Is it a relief that you're finally going to coach a regular season game? I mean, you've probably been building up to this for 8 months now, so.
No, it's just the next step in the process, so we're excited for the opener. We're only guaranteeing 16 of them, so we're fortunate to play week one on the road in Dallas, and we're excited for it.
How different is the opener in terms of snaps? Do you have to rotate guys more, you feel like, in the opener? A guy like Victor Cruz has played 38 snaps.
There's no dipping your toe in the water now. I mean, there's no. We're going. We're going down there to win a ball game. I mean, there's no dipping your toe in. We're full bore, ready to go.
You don't worry about your guys being fresh in the fourth quarter, then?
No, we'll be fresh.
Ben, you said early in preseason that the receivers, when we ask you about Shepard, Cruz, and Odell, have to be interchangeable, know every position. Mm-hmm. Do you go into this game with complete freedom in that regard, in terms of how any of the three could be used on any given down?
Yeah, there's no limitations there. They can play all three spots, all four spots.
In his career, Jason Witten has had tremendous success against the New York Giants. When you look at Sunday, how do you stop that from happening?
Jason has had tremendous success for just about everybody in this league. He's a tremendous player, one heck of a player. We definitely have some targets that we have to be aware of. But at this point in time, it's all about us. We have to go out. We have to execute the plan. We're going to put the players in position to be successful. There has to be trust both ways. We need to be able to adjust and improvise along the way. But it's about us. We need to go out and execute and coach and play well.
As far as your defense goes, I know there are new pieces and new starters, but do you want them to be motivated like they seem to be, that, hey, we're not the worst defense and we're going to show you that?
Last year's in the rearview mirror. No one's thinking about last year. We're all thinking. We're looking through the windshield. Everything's out in front of us.
Dwayne Harris had heat exhaustion yesterday. Has that been resolved?
Dwayne's fine, yes.
Have you heard from Tom Coughlin at all this week?
I'll keep all my personal business personal.
What did he say to you?
I think it was you who said it's going to take, the defense is going to take time to come together. You were Steve. Where are you in that procession at this point?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to offense, defense, and special teams. I mean, everything's new. You know, it's a new season. Can't carry over anything from last year. So we're going to have some things we're going to have to go through together to get better. We're going to have to fight through them and improve that way. But time's up there. We're ready to go.
Ben, there was talk when you guys signed Olivier Vernon, the idea that when Jerry said he talked to the coaches, you guys said he was the guy from last year, the game plan that's made the most. Have you seen everything you thought you were going to get in OB?
That and more. I think he's a man of character. know, he's a very efficient mover. He's a smart football player. You know, I've said this before, and I said it to him. I think he's a closet pro where he wants to do everything he can to help himself and help the team around him. He doesn't necessarily want to face on a billboard that way. He's a quiet leader for us.
Ben, who do you have personally come into the game? Family or, yeah?
No one.
No one's going?
No one's going.
Is that by your choice?
Or? That's how I've always done it. That's how we've always done it.
You sure you don't want to tell us who's going to call the plays on Sunday?
On TV, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Again.